first wide line. First wide line on Tess. Ksiv.
Yeah.
Says, Lo ish el v'yichazev, it's Lo ish kel v'yichazev, God is not a man that he will tell untruth. Rav Shua bar Nachman v'Rabbanan had a machlokas what this means. Rav Shua bar Nachman amar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer la'asos tova, if Hashem says he's going to do something good, Lo ish kel v'yichazev, he's not a man that he's going to go back on his word. Oimer la'asos ra, however, on the other hand, if he says do something bad, ha'u amar v'lo yaseh, he says that, but he will not do it with the bear, and he speaks it v'lo yikimani, he will not fulfill it. Rabbanan amir, Rabbanan say, lo ishu sha'asa dvarav shokel kilu einon, it means, let me read that with the right inflection. Rabbanan amir, lo ishu is not man, sha'asa dvarav shokel, who made the words of Hashem kiluinon as if they are untrue. In other words, at any time HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come through on his promise, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't provide us with something, that's because man, with his negative bechira, has caused the divine influence to be curtailed. Why Hashem does I think he's supposed to read is Lama Hashem Echre Abcha. Why does Hashem get upset? Ba'amecha, because of your nation, the nation has gone astray. That's what caused the Kodesh Baruch to be upset. Uven Adam V'yisnecham. It says Hashem is not a person who regrets. Lo ben Amram hu sha'asol kel she'yisnechem. It's not Hashem, not Moshe Rabbeinu, who caused Hashem to go back on his statement that he's going to destroy his Jewish people. Rather, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the catalyst, it was actually Kodesh Baruch Hu's decision on his own, obviously. He doesn't regret things because of persuasion, but rather change his mind. He's waiting for an opportunity. The opportunity is provided by Am Yisrael. But in fact, Kodesh Baruch Hu constantly wants to renege upon any possible bad thing which he might have to do for the Jewish people. Vaynochem Hashem la'ara asher diber la'asos la'amo. Hashem himself reneged on the bad things which he said he was going to do to his people. Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo said, new thing. Im yom elcho adam el ani, if a person says I am a god, he darshens the same pasuk lo yishel v'yichazev. If a person says I am a god, michazev hu, then he's a liar. Now this Rabbi Amashbiel says it's referring to Yeshu, that he says, right, he said he's a god, he's a liar. Ben adam ani, if he says I'm a human being, sofo lithosbo, eventually he's going to renege on that too. The way the Mashbiach explains it means that when Yeshua was brought to trial, so he said, no, I've never said I'm a god, I'm only a human being, but he eventually renege on that too, because he said shani ole la shamayim. He says he's going up to the heavens, right? I guess he's going to get resurrected and fly to the heavens. Whatever he says is going to happen. Ha'u amar, that he said, but lo yikimen, of course, he did not fulfill it.
Surprised this wasn't censored.
Yeah, he says it's amazing God passed the censor too. Okay? It's just, Shushami didn't understand it.
Because this is not Rabbi.
No, it's not Rabbi at all. Rabbi Yaakov Shem Rab. Rabbi Yaakov is the name of Rav. Ain't tainus achshav. There's no tainus now. The way the carbonate explains it means that we learned last week that in order to make a true tainus, you need to have a nasi present. And if there's no nasi present, then you can't make a true tainus. So now there's no tainus. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Hadam ara. This teaches us ilin tainus adon and avdin. These tainus which we make, Lace Elaine, they're not valid Tanesim. Armalei Kenama Rab. That's the case. So too said Rab. Rab said a similar thing. Kol Tan Shein Anasis Ketikna Ein Ad Tanes, have not been properly. Olea Kosovoyim are concerned, this book says, Nos no lai bekoila. They caused me anguish or grief with their voices. That's why I hated it. Now the way it seems what he's saying is that since we can't make a vow of tainus anymore, since we have no nesiim to participate with our tainus, so therefore actually our tainus are a negative thing. They're just a tircha tagosh baruch hu because we do not make it properly anyway. So that's why it was minus that we are very loath to be gozer tainios on people, since it's simply not the same and not as effective as it once was. It can even be counterproductive. On the tefila, when they get up to daven, Marid and Livnat Teva, they bring down before they bring down before the Teva to daven, to be the Shliach Tzibur, Zokeid, an elder person, Viragil, somebody who's accustomed to daven, Yesh Lobonim, and he has children, Uvesa Reikon, and his house is empty, Kadeshi Alibo, Sholim, between the order that he should daven properly, because he has everything, all these needs. Voimelich name, he says for them, Asrimba Ara Brachos, 24 Brachos. Shmonesir Shabacholim, the 18 in every day. Most of them, Ochesh, and he adds another 6. Beluin, and these are days. Zichronos, Vishofros. These are the ones he adds on. Tainus. It's not Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, regular Tainus. Then they add on for 6 Brachos to Shmonesre. Zichronos, which is what we do say on Rosh Hashanah, Shofros, similar to what we say in Rosh Hashanah as well. And it's another four. Kelash, one of them, the theme which is the subsequent Mishnahs will discuss them in great detail. Kel Hashem, it's a Rosali. Hashem is my God in my travail. Esoinayel Earim, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Mima Makim Krasich Hashem, I called you from the depths. Tfiloni Kanov Kiatov, a prayer to a poor person when he is wrapped in his sorrows. Tani, we learned the person who daven is a shliach tzibur shval berech has to be humble of knee, benoach tishchores, and he has to be ready to blacken himself, which means he has to be a true Ovid Hashem that he's constantly ready to volunteer and get involved, even means getting dirty in Avodas Hashem. Viragi b'chachma has to be accustomed to learning well. Viragi abad accustomed to learning agadata well. V'yeshtubayis asodi has to have a house and a field, which of course have needs. Tzida we learned, so as we learned, ubeis reikon, his house is empty. V'atamar achein, you're saying he has a house and a field, so he's rich. How can he have an empty house? There's more. Yesh lo bani mubanos. Yeah, but you don't know about tuition. He has sons and daughters. So therefore, no matter how many houses and fields he has, it's not enough. That's actually the Gilui Nefrayim shot. I said it on my own, because that's certainly a natural shot to say, but then I saw the Nefrayim says it. He may land, but if they don't have somebody who meets all these qualifications, my being called Mashiach Yotzu, they can take wherever they want to be Shliach Tzibur. Lama Shemana said, why are they making brachos every day? I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Geneged Shmona Shem Mizmor Shekosim Miroshu Shel Tehillim. There are 18 Mizmoros from the beginning of Tehillim Ad Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara until the Lam Netzeach Mizmor Dovi Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara, which is actually the 20th, so they're 19 before it. So if Yom L'Cho Adam Tisho Sohem, if somebody tells you they're 19, and Morlo tell him that the first two are one. Lama Rogshu, which is number 2, Himinon is part of the first one. Mikad Amur, for me, they said, Amitzpal of Eino Nan, if you dive in and you didn't get answered, so then what comes after that? Yan Choshem Biyom Sarah, when will God answer you? When you make a day of fast, day of travail, Tzorech Tainis, that means you have to fast. Omrei Mona Ramona said, Vem is the Tamil Chocham. As a remes for a time of chacham, who shadim tzarich loma l'rabo, a person that says rabbi tishama tfilas chamir tfila be heard. So that's why you should say to your rabbi, may tfila be heard. It's learned from this pasuk. I say yancho Hashem biyom tzara. Yancho Hashem biyom tzara. Not yanei, but yancho. I give you a bracha that Hashem should listen to your davni. So the one version is like it says here, that a person should give his rebbe this bracha. The Rav Yoh brought down to Rosh Hashem says the opposite, that the Talmud Chacham should give his student the bracha, that his tefillah should be accepted, which, in any event,
the way it sounds Hasidic.
Okay, right, the way it's written sounds Hasidic. Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Keneged, why do we say 18 brachos? Keneged shmonas and chulish shebeshezra. This reason is brought down, I think the first reason as well, is brought down in the Bavli, because there are 18 vertebrae in the spine. Shebeshosh adam oimin mispah, when a person is standing and diving, tzorech lo shuach, he has to bend over, bekulon, with all in all 18 brachos. My time, with all 18 vertebrae. Sorry. My time of a pasuk says klatz moisai, all my bones, tomorrow will say Hashem Yikamocha. Rabbi Levi Omar, Keneged, he says corresponds, I don't think this is reasons in the Bavli, but maybe I'm mistaken. Keneged Shmonasar Askar Shakosa Bovel Hashem Benelim. This says 18 times in Mizmor David, Hovel Hashem Benelim, which we say right before the Chododi. It says 18 times Hashem Hashem. Whatever person tells you, hey, there are only 17 brachos in Shmoneh Esrei. Only 17 brachos in Shmoneh Esrei. The reason they only had 17 is, first of all, they didn't have Lamal Shinim. Besides that, Yerushalayim Ircha and Tzemach Davi, they made one bracha, because they both have to do with rebuilding Yerushalayim and the Geula. So a person tells you it's 17, and more low say, what's the 18th bracha? So what's the 18th? If they added on one, Vlam Malshinim, right? So actually, when they added on Malshinim, according to the Ushami's version, that was the 18th bracha. The Bavli has no such thing. The Bavli says there were 18, and then they added on Malshinim is the 19th. The Ushami is a different version of history. They had 17, and then they added on Vlam Malshinim as the 18th. Okay? Now, it's interesting, so why talk do we have 19? So the Bavli says, okay, so we had 18, but now we have 19. So the Nishke fell. We still call it Shmoneh Esrei. But Amrei Bichuna Ruchuna said an interesting reason. First, Amrei Bichuna Miyom Lechadav Shiva Zerain and Morlo Shal Minin Kvar Kavua Chachon Biyavne. So he already made Lamal Shinim. Hey, sir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi asked, Kumi Rabbi Yossi from Rabbi Yossi. Very interesting question. Vaksiv El HaKavod Hirim. Right? And that Kel, in the Kel HaKavod Hirim, that actually is another mention of Shem Hashem, because Kel is a Shem Hashem, just like Yudke Vavke. Omar Lay, so he said, a very interesting answer. He said, interesting answer. He said, well, Tani, we learned, Kel Shemini Shaposhim Machni is Adim. Originally, Minim and Poshim, as they still already mentioned, Machni is Adim. Shos Kedim, Vishel Gerim, we mentioned elders and converts, Muftach Letzadikim, right? Shel David, Bebonu Shalim, we mentioned David, Bebonu Shalim. So now that we split Vilushalayim Ircha and Et Semach Islam Mesapka L'chol Chadav Chad Minhen, you have enough for each one. So that means that actually now the reason why they split Vilushalayim Ircha and Et Semach David, according to the Shalmi, is in order to get a 19th bracha, because in Mizrach David Havol Hashem Neilim, besides Hashem Hashem 18 times, there's also Kale another time. So actually they split it in order to get the 19th bracha, which is much more different than the Bavli. Bavli really holds there is no source for 19. 18 is not. So, you know, it's things like this which make you want to believe, like the Taras and Shor Rishonim, that the Bavli didn't see the Yerushalmi. If it did, it only saw bits and pieces. Because this is a very nice reason. And, you know, you'd expect the Bavli to bring this down. There's no reason for the Bavli not to. I don't know. Obviously, there was some crossover, but I don't know if the full text. Says more, Rabbi Hanani B'Sher and Pilchas Kineged Shmonasar Pamim Shalavas Ksulim Batayro, also not brought down the Bavli. By the way, I heard last week an interesting thing from Rabbi Jeremy Newman in the yeshiva. I don't know where he heard it from, but I never heard it before, but it's talking, it seems to be true, that the Medrash Rabbah is based on the Yerushalmi. Medrash Rabbah brings down a lot of Midrashim which the Bavli doesn't have. And in fact, if you look on the side very often, like here, you see this drush is in Bracious Rabbah, next drush is Vayikor Rabbah. A lot of the things we learn at Gadat and Yerushalmi are brought down in the Medrash Rabbah, because since Medrash Rabbah was a later compilation made by somebody who had access to Yerushalmi, which, and was being marshaled in the Gadat and the Bavli based on that.
Medrash Rabbah and Vayikor is supposed to be a very early origin.
A very early origin? It's still after the Yerushalmi. It can't be earlier than the 350s. You think it's earlier than that? I don't know.
The expert, my brother-in-law, Nehemiah Poland.
Okay, so call him up and ask him. I can't imagine they're that early. I think they're really mostly Gaonic, if I recall correctly, most of the Midrashim. But
well, that's just a medrash rabba. Vayikra rabba is a very
okay. So ask him if it's indeed that early. Okay, it says Gemara, Rabbi Chananya. B'shem Rabbi Pinchas said, "Keneged shmona asar pa'amish avos ksuvim b'Torah." The avos are mentioned, all of them in one pasuk, 18 times. Avram Yitzchak b'Yaakov. Im yom el chadam tis. Obviously, tefillah has to do with the avos. The avos made the tefillah. Im yom el chadam tishlo. Sorry, maybe Peterson will tell you they're 19. Who's going to tell you? So that's to be a bucky and chumash, right? But may that once people knew chumash. So if Zayin tells you there were 19 of them, and Marlo say the one you're thinking of, Ad Hashem Nitzava Lo Avayomar, when Yaakov was sleeping, Hashem stood over him and said, "Here I am, Elokei Avram Avichon, Elokei Yitzchak," right? Lacy Minun, that's not counted because Yaakov's not mentioned there, right? It says, "Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak." It doesn't say Yaakov. So maybe then you'll go down to 17. Why? Because of the next pasuk. And more tell him when it says, "Hamalach Hagoyel Osi Yirech Sarim Koy Bohem Shmi Hashem Avasai Avram VeYitzchak." That counts, right? And more VeYikoy Bohem Shmi Hashem Avasai Avram VeYitzchak Minonu. That counts because there it says Shmi. So Yaakov's mentioning himself together with the Avos. Right, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman, Shemir, says Keneged Shmonasa Tefillah corresponds to 18 commands. Shkasa Parshas Mishkan Shkain, which says in Parshas Pikudei, which is the second time we have the tzivui of the making of the Mishkan. The first time is in Truma, and then again in Pikudei. So that's there 18 times says make it. Rabbi Chibar Abu V'chul, they have to start min v'itoilu abin echis machum ate don at sofi de sifra. Not from the beginning, because everyone where it mentions that Aliyah was the other fellow making together with Sal from there on in there 18 times. And of course, the tefillos correspond to the korbanos, and therefore it's very proper to make a correspondence between that the korbanos and the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, Sheva Shabbos Minayin, why on Shabbos we only take 7? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Neged Shiva Kolos Shekasu B'Hovel Hashem Neilim. It says Kol Hashem Amayim. Kol Hashem Chotzei V'Lavel Seish. So 7 times Kol, that's the tefillos of Shabbos. Okay, that's why it's 7 brachos. Omer Rav Yudan Anduntaya Keneged Sheva Askoras corresponding to the name Hashem, which is mentioned 7 times, but Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Teisha Shosh Hashanah Minayin, how we know to make 9 brachos of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Bar Kartikno Keneged Teisha Askoras Shekasu Parshas Chanukah mentions the Shem Hashem 9 times, the Chanukah Shira. Chanukah Shira at the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. It says the end of that Shira, Hashem Yodin Apsi Yoretz, God will judge the ends of the earth. So Judgment Day, we say 9 times Shem Hashem in 9 different brachas. Okay? Asim Barba Shil Tanios Minayin, we know 24 brachas on the Tainis. Rabbi Chavar Ashur Baranachon Tarvei Norman, they both said, Keneged Asim Var Poyim Shukos of Parshu Shlomo Rino Tfilo Tchino. It says 24 descriptions of davening in Shlomo Tfilo when they dedicated the Beis Hamikdash. And we know that was the time when Shlomo asked that all the Tfilos of Am Yisrael should be heard. So there, even of Goyim should be heard. So therefore, that's it's a suitable supplication to correspond the Tfilo and Tainis too.
Why don't we have 24 brachas for Shlomo Sukkot Tainis?
They're 18 plus 6. 6 additional ones. Actually, it's 18 plus, it's really 19 plus 6, 25, but originally it was 18 plus 6.
What are the 6?
It was mentioned. No, he mentioned the Mishnah. Zichrono, Shofros, and the four which are coming up in the next Mishnais. We don't do it, of course, anymore, but it's archaic, but they did it. Rabbi Zeir B'Sher Rabbi, because we don't have time to Sibur anymore. We don't have any more Sibur. Rabbi Zeir B'Sher Rabbi said, Yochi B'Tai Sibur, an individual Tai Sibur, Tzorech Lasker Meina Mori has to mention something about the incident. Ve'echun Omra, when does it, where does he say it? Now there's something missing here. The Korban Eidah makes it up. You take a little Korban Eidah, about 8 lines to the bottom of Korban Eidah, it says, Hachi Garcinon. This is the way to read it. Rabbi Yana B'Shem Rabbi Shol B'Shem Beis Rabbi Yana, he says, Oymer B'Shomei Tfilah. They say, Aneinu B'Shomei Tfilah. Rabbi Yana B'Shem Rav says, Afil Yochid, even an individual, Shagazar, I guess it's Shagazar, Tainis on Atzmo, but in any event, he says that, Hechor Omra, back to the text of Mora, Ben Goy Yisrael L'Rofei Cholim. which is where the Chazan says it nowadays, right? So Ma'u Emer, what do we say? Hainenu Hashem Anenu Beisu Voina Azos. Slightly different than what we say. Hashem answer us at this time in the season. Because we are in great travail. Do not hide your face from us. Do not conceal yourself from our supplications. Since you are Hashem merciful and pitying. Ona Beis Torah answers at times of travail. Podo Matza redeems and saves Choleis Tukot eight times of travail. Etc. Vayitzakul Hashem. Then it quotes a pasuk which we don't say. Vayitzakul Hashem. But Salem, they cried out to God in their anguish. Bimtzukosem yotzeim from their dead, from their straits. He saves them. Baruch Ato Hashem Oneh Beis Torah. Okay, we say it a little bit different. Oneh La'mo Yisro Beis Torah. Rabbi Yali Bir Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rishim Elokish said, Nafil Yochid Shagazer Tainis Salatzmo. Even an individual who made the tainis himself, Torah class, he made a mori, has to mention this. I guess the coordinator really threw this in before. Or maybe he meant to throw in what it said before now. But in any event, here, somewhere it's supposed to say that he mentioned Shomei Tefillah. Ve'echon Omra, where does he say it? When does he say it? Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Chuna said, Amar, it should be Kilei LeShabbos Yom. He said also a night and during the day, just like Shabbos, you say a night and during the day. So too, the Tefillah for Tanya Sanenu say a night during the day. Now, obviously, we don't do this anymore. We only say Anenu, not even during the day. We only say it by Mincha. But the Sheet of the Ushamis, you say it by all three davenings.
So why don't we say it for Shabbos?
Because the person doesn't know if he's going to finish the fast. By Mincha, it's always to read towards evening, so it's considered fast. We who have never been able to check out, and we don't know clear. In Kadod Rabbi Yirmiyah, if we should do it, Rabbi Yirmiyah mentioned it as a separate bracha. In Kadod Rabbi Yani Rabbi Shmuel, we should say it's part of Shemaya Tefillah. Slikas said that we enter the base matter. Shashamis Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav. We heard Rav Chuna's name Rav. Afil Yochid Shagazar Alat Smotainis. Even an individual decreed upon himself a fast. Torah class can make a memory. He has to say something about the incident. He has to say an Edu. And in the base matter, Shesha Rabbi Yasa asked him. Rabbi Yasa asked Rav Chuna. Doesn't the Mishnah argue? It says, now there's a lot of typos. I'm following here the gears of the Noam Yerushalmi on the bottom. But Chol Yom Yispal Adam, everybody, every day a person could dive in, should be made ain Shmon Esrei, an abbreviate Shmon Esrei. Except for Motzoi Shabbos, while abbreviate Shmon Esrei condenses all, as we're going to see, condenses all the middle brachos into one. So Motzoi Shabbos, you have to say Atochan Antonu, there's no proper place to say it. And Motzei Yom Kippurim also, because you have to say Atochan Antonu. However, the next word should be Uvatainit Sibur. You also don't say the short Shmon Esrei on a Tainit Sibur. Now, Mimadom Rabbi Yosef, since Rabbi Yosef said Masiso Pliga, that this Bryce is arguing on Rav Chuna, name of Rav, because it says that you're not allowed. You're not allowed to. Tanya Sibur, you can say Mein Amoira. It says Chol Yom Yispal Shmon Esrei Chutzim Motzei Shabbos Motzei Yom Kippurim. But over time, when Tanya Sibur, you can say over time, should be Tanya Sibur can say Mein Amoira. Now that's a kasha on Rav, because Rav said that you have to say Anenu. You have to say Anenu, that you shouldn't be able to say Mein Shmon Esrei, right? So Mimadam Rabbi Yossi Masnisa Pliga, since Rabbi Yossi said that's a kasha on Rav, heavy itasavis, it must...
I don't know how to translate the word isavis. Savis usually means refuted, but here it means it proves. I guess it's mushav. That's it sets up. Bengali Yisrael Rofei Cholim.
In other words, if you're not allowed to say, if you're not if you're saying... That which Rav said you have to mention Anenu is contradicted by the fact you're allowed to say Mein Sheva. It must be that it has to be stated between two specific brachas. Because if you say it as part of Shema Kolenu, then just throw it in the middle of the Mein Shmon Esrei, in the middle of Havinenu, wherever you want, right? In Shema Tefillah, it must be that it's part of two separate, it has to go between two separate brachas, and therefore, yeah, I have to say a full Shmon Esrei to put it between the proper brachas. So actually the Maskon of the Yushami is that Yachid, and there are Rishonim Paschas where we don't, that the that you say Aneinu, even an individual says Aneinu as a separate bracha in of itself between Goy Yisrael and Rofei Cholim. Rabbi Abba Yitzchak B'Shem Rabbi Chuna Rubas, the Tziporin said, Yachi B'Tishbav Tzorach Laskim Meinemar, and Tishbav you also say special bracha. Ma'o Omer, what do you say? Sittarit Tzorosh Shurishim says that this bracha is not brought down at all in the Bavli. Of course, we say it. This is the basis of Nachim. It's a little bit different than Nachim, but it's the basis. Rachim Hashem Elokeinu Barachamecho Rabim, have mercy with your great mercy. Chasadech Nemani, your trustworthy favors, Aleinu on us, VaYisrael Mechon on Israel, your nation, VaYishlaim Rechon, Yushlaim, your city, VaTzimushkan Kvodecho and Zion, the residence of your honor, VaLira Avela Arusa Ashomema, and on the mournful city which is destroyed and desolate, and the Sunabi Azurim, which is given over to the hands of strangers, Haramuso, which is downtrodden, Kafaritim, by the powerful ones, by Valua Legionos, it's been swallowed up by legions, by Chalua over the Absilim, and it's been desecrated by the idolaters. Kilisoam Khanasatobi Avokazamisol, your nation gave it in love with love, Lenachla as a portion, Ulazera Yeshurun, and to the seed of Yeshurun you gave it as Yerusha, as inheritance. Harashta, you destroyed it. Kibesh. No, Zer Yeshurun Yerusha Harashta, you gave it to them as inheritance. Kibesh Hakrafta, because you destroyed with fire of Esha to us, even though Sunny will rebuild it with fire. Karmur, it says, Vaniya Yelonu Mashem, I will be for it by God's word. Chometz Eish Saviv, a wall of fire around it, Luchavadei Abisocha, and for honor I will be within it. Rabbi Avduna Tziporin, Boi Komi Rabbi Imona. Rabbi Avduna Tziporin asked for Rabbi Imona, Eichonu Omra, where do you say this bracha? Omra lo, v'adayna v'zu, you still have a problem about this? Don't you know? Kenam Rabbi Yirmi, this Rabbi Yirmi said, b'shem Rav, Kol Dover Shul Abo, anything which has to do with the future, something of supplication of the future, Omra b'avoida, you say in Ritzei. Kol Dover Shul Abo, anything which has to do with that on the past, Omra b'avoida, you say it in Modim. Now, two things. A, we don't say in either. We say it in Yerushalayim Mircha. Not in Ritzei, not in Modim. B, even according to Yerushalmi itself, it's not clear. So what is Nachem? Is Nachem a tefillah on the past? Because we're saying about what Hashem did? Or is it tefillah on the future? Because we want Hashem to do. So in fact, Yerushalmi ends up completely ambiguous. What is it? Where is it supposed to go? Is it part of Ritzei? Because it's part of the future? Or part of Modim? Because it's part of the past? And it's not clear.
Why would Modim be? It's not a hodah. You're not thanking Hashem in this prayer.
Doesn't matter. Anything which is on the past goes in Modim.
Even if it's recalling all its
sorrows. Yeah. Right. That's the place to put it. Because I don't know exactly how it fits in. You're right, but that's it seems that he's trying to say. Maybe you're right. Maybe that he meant the Takash Gon Ritzei, because it's not even though it's on the past, but it's not the type of past thing we want to mention. Yeah, it could be. We know that there's an allusion. This submission says, "Nosin Hadoya L'Shavu." You give thanks on the past, if it's so weak, and you cry and ask, supplicate Lossi Love for the future. Ezu, we take out the next word. Ezu Me'en Shemon Esrei. What is Me'en Shemon Esrei? What is the abbreviated bracha? Rav Amar Sof Kol Bracha Bracha. Rav says you actually say all the brachas. You just say the Baruch Ato Hashem at the end of the bracha, not the beginning of the bracha. Ushmo Amar Rosh Kol Bracha Bracha, the exact opposite. You don't say the Baruch Ato Hashem at the end. You just say the beginning of each bracha. So according to Rav, there are actually 18 brachas or 19 brachas regardless. According to Shmuel, there are actually 7 brachas. 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, and 1 long one in the middle. Istani Tani, we learned. So those who learned that it's supposed to be Sheva Me'en Shmona Shmona Esri. 7, which are akin to the entire 18, which means that it's all one bracha. Istani Tani, those who say Shmona Esri Me'en Shmona Esri. It's 18, akin to the 18, which is obviously either chasimus of each bracha. Ma'anam Hashem Me'en Shemona Yud said 7 akin to 18 Mesele Shmuel to write to Shmuel. Ma'anam Shmon Esrei Me'en Shemona Yud says 18 akin to 18 Mesele Rav, it's proof to Rav, who says there we say all the chasimus. Rabbi Zira Shalom, Rabbi Nochum, Rabbi Zira Shalom, Rabbi Nochum, Gavin, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmianai, the son of Rabbi Shmuel, Amalei, said to him, Hey, Zwi Shemin Shmuel, what is the bracha? The Shmuel. Amalei, so he said, and this is printed actually in some Sidurim, Havi Neinu, give us Bina, that's a Tzachonain, Ritzei Chuvat Seinu, that's Hashivenu Avinu, Slach Lonu, that's Slach Lonu, Gualenu, that's Rei Bonienu, Refei Cholienu, that's Refeinu, Borech Shnosenu, that's Borech Olenu, etc., etc. Well, not etc., what was I going to say? I'm Rabbi Chagai here, in Mayim Mosuk Shem, it's the winter, he'd say, Kishme Broche, rain and blessing. You tell him it's the summer and it's time for dew. Oy met chloe bracha, time for tau. Kimufuzori mata makabets. You scatter the scatter. That's tkabi shofar. V'toyim alech lishpot, and those who go astray, you're going to judge. That's hashiva shofteinu. V'arshoyin tashisidar, and you extend your hand against the evildoers. That's ulam alshinim. V'yismuchu kol chosei bach, everybody who takes refuge in you will rejoice. That's al tzadikim. V'vinyan yircho v'chidush b'ismi beis mikdashecha. When your city is rebuilt and your beis mikdash renewed, that's Yerushalayim and it's semach tavit. Ki terem nikra atasanei, because before we call you answer, that's shmar koleinu. Call more, and then you add on this pasuk. I don't know if the Yerushalmi has this pasuk in the main Shmona Esrei or just in the Sabinenu, but he brings down Vayotem Mikro before they call, Ani Anah, I respond. Onem Adarmim, while they are still speaking, Vani Yishma, I will hear. Baruch Ato Hashem, Ki Shama, Kol Tachnunai, Baruch Hashem, Ki Shama, Tachnunai, blessed God who heard the voice of my supplication. Baruch Atem Shomei, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shomei Tefillah, blessed God who hears prayer. And then Omar Shosh Brachos, we shine us the Shosh Brachos and Achrayes, you say the first three and last three Brachos. Rabbi Amir,
you know, maybe we'll just go to Rabbi Eichenstein's because that way we can finish and not have to come back. We did not have a meeting today. No.
Rabbi Amir, Loya, Tzorek, Loma,
what? Yeah, we would like to make you feel guilty, but we can't.
Even if I was the last one.
Rabbi,
one of the things that some yeshivas do is it makes you realize you can't live on guilt.
You and Mitch should get together and discuss this.
Rabbi, my lawyer, tzarech lomar tzichronot shofros. You don't say tzichronot shofros as you do in Rosh Hashanah el oimer, rather you say tachteyam instead of them. Rav kiab oretz a bracha about famine in the land, devar ki or pestilence in the land. That's one bracha. And then Asher Yadvar Hashem El Yirmiyo Divrei Batzores, another bracha which is clear inside, which Yirmiyo was said over in the word about famine, Vayim Chosmeim, and then you sign off the way they're supposed to be signed off. Kol brachas achar chisumeim, all the brachas go after their signatures. Vein Omer achar bracha pasuk, and you don't say after the bracha pasuk which continues it. Now. It seemed the way the Gemara initially understands it, that means that you must sign off a bracha and don't say a pasuk afterwards. Even though the pasuk seems to be a wonderful pasuk, which expresses the idea of the bracha stands on itself. Okay, on its own. Hey, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Lazar says, there's actually another pasuk, which the Meir and the Rabbeinu Chanan will give, which is to the Yerushalmi. They say it means that you can't make a text out of a bracha out of a pasuk. The pasuk is, since the bracha is a supplication, to mention a pasuk and make the text of the bracha is inappropriate. It's an interesting pshat, but that doesn't seem to be partial pshat. Hey, so Rabbi Yitzchak Rilozer, kum Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yitzchak Rilozer asked for Rabbi Yossi, mi came to Omer Chosmeim, once he said that the bracha must be signed, the Yomar bracha pasuk. You think somebody's going to say bracha after the pasuk? In other words, isn't he repetitive? Let him just say kol bracha sa'achar chisumeim, and that's it. We know he can't add anything. Armin, so they said the next word should be chachim hu hadein talya. Oh, this kid, he's a smart kid because he's asking a good question. Isn't the statement redundant? It says you go after the chassim and then he says don't add a bracha. Seems to be the same thing. That's more, even though he's smart, he's wrong. To who Savar, he thought, meaning not the kid, but Rabbi Yosef thought to say, is in fact not two redundant things, but two separate things. Mal Acher Chosmeim, what does it mean Acher Chosmeim? She, not that you now the saying of the signature, but rather, she may only be Shachris, if you're standing by Shachris, In other words, you started saying right after you stopped, I started saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem V'ro Mariv Arovim, right? And instead of finishing the bracha, however you got, by the time you get to the end, you realize instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Mariv Arovim, you realize Oyvei, wrong time of day. You said Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amoros, which is what we say in the morning bracha. So that counts. That's what it means, Achar Chitzumeyim. We follow the signature. Shemayim v'shachar zitzku sharvis v'chosem v'chosem shoshachar isyotza. So that's really two things. One thing he said is it goes after the chisum. And the other thing he said is that also don't say a pasuk afterwards. However, there's one exception to the latter rule. And therefore, what we've done was two separate segments. Rabbi Achar said, Kol brachos menchos, man. Every bracha, you have to sign the way the kid understood it. It was correct in this case, Rabbi Acha. You have to sign of the bracha the way you, this is the third thing I forgot. The Korban says here, what it means is that right before you finish the sign of a bracha, you have to say something similar to the signature. Right? You have to, like right before, let's say, Abochar Bamoiso Biavo, you have to say, right, Nava Solom, you have to, Rava Rava, you have to say, right before that, something about the Yached Shimcha B'Ahava, right? Yached Cha B'Ahava. So you have to say something immediately before the Chasima, which has to do with the Chasima Sabrocha. That's main Chasima.
Well, Sfarim put in these extra words, Ahava, Shimacha. Is that somehow...
Yeah, but we don't go that far in the Ashkenazim, just in the Yached Cha B'Ahava, right?
Yeah.
That's enough. That's like that's the Sfarim. But
yeah,
in any event, even without that, it might be enough. Right, that's the machlokas, how much you have to add on. But that's just one example, obviously. We have the same thing in Yotzer Moros, right? Or Chadash Al Tzion Tiyav Niske Chulon Meiroli Aro. Bruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Moros. So the Nuschari doesn't say that. Right? How they end up the bracha?
No, they ended up, they just skipped.
They skipped, what's the line before that? All right, you got the idea. In any event, that's the question, how exactly it works. So in any event, now, but Elon Dunbar, concerning the issue of the pasuk after the bracha, he says, so this is one pasuk which you say immediately after the bracha. But you know, those who say, Tzali Varoni Yoshevet Tzion Ki Godobu Kirbeh Kadosh Yisrael, it's a nice song. And where they say it, it seems they had a minhag to say this after the Haftarah. We don't do it anymore, but they used to have that minhag before your Kum Purkan. So they used to say this pasuk, we give shout and rejoice to those who sit in Zion, because God is great in your midst. If a person says it after the brachos Haftarah, that's okay. There's no problem there of saying a pasuk immediately after bracha. It's an exception to the rule. Alishreina Omer. Now, in the end of the first bracha, you say in the added brachas, you say, Mishonos Avraham Avinu Bahar Moriah, he answered Avraham Avinu Bahar Moriah, we are Neschem, we respond to you, Vishma B'kol Tzachaschem, and listen to the voice of your shouts, B'yom Hazem this day, Baruch Ato Hashem Gol Yisrael. That's the first added bracha. Ask more, wait a minute. Who was redeemed at the Akedah? V'lo Yitzhak Nigal? Right? It wasn't Yitzhak redeemed? So therefore, you want to make him Ein Chasimosan, like Rav Acha said, right before saying Goy Yisrael, we should say something about Yitzchak, right? Not about Yisrael, right? Says more the obvious answer. Who was Am Yisrael at the time? Yitzchak. So once he was redeemed, well, Am Yisrael redeemed. So before we finish the Chasima, we can mention the Akedah in the context of Goy Yisrael, right? It's not a contradiction because they are in fact related. Okay? Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Elon said, Amar Avroni Nekorish Baruch Hu. It was a very famous medrash. Said before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam brought down Vayikra Rabba, says here on the side, Well, let me go, leave it all for Necha. It's known before you, Shebeshoa Shamar Tali La'alos says Yitzhak B'ni, when he told me to take Yitzhak, my son, as a korban, Hayali Marlo Ashif. I could have responded. Lomar Fenecha, I could have said to you, a smaller Amar Tali, yesterday he said to me, Kivi Yitzhak Kori L'Kol Zara, that Yitzhak is going to be your kid. Now you say, Valeo Shomlo, take him there as a korban. Chas Shomlo, Sisi kid. But Chas Shom, I didn't ask any questions. El Kavashi, Zitri, I suppressed my emotions. Well, Sisi Ritzoncha, and I did your will. Kani Ritzon Venecha Shem, Lokai, so should be your will. Shabashosh, Ubonov, Shal Yitzhak Machliv, Shal Yitzhak Bonai. when the children of Yitzchak, my son, will be nichnosim, when the day tzorah comes to some travail, vein lam yilami dalem sanigoyim, there's nobody to teach about them defense. Atotei milami dalem sanigoyim, you should defend them. Hashem yireh, or it says in the pasuk Hashem yireh ayom bahar Hashem yireh ayom, whatever it says there. So what does it mean? You should at nizkor lehem, you should remember to them akidosu shitzko aviyam the arkad of Yitzchak, their forefather, nizmalim rachmi, you should be filled with rachmi. Maxi Vasri, what did it say afterwards? I saw Avram saying of Avram lifted his eyes by Aaron, he saw in a Ayel Achar there was another ram there caught in the thicket. Mao Ache was another one. Mean Amrei Yehuda Rabbi Simon Acha Kol Doros Asidim Bonecha that says Ayel Achar. Sorry, not Acher. Achar. What does it mean? It should say Acher, another ram. What does Achar mean? After, he says. Yeah, this is a prophecy that Avraham Avinu. Achar kol doros, after all generations, asim manechli yochayz ba'avonos, your children are going to be grabbed by sins. We stop and they're going to get caught b'tzaros in travails. They're so funly goyel, and they're eventually going to be redeemed. B'kronav shalayel, I said, with the horns of this ram. Shemet says, "Vashem elokim b'shofar yitaka." Hashem will blow in the shofar. V'alach b'saros teiman, it will come in the whirlwinds of the south. Rav Chunam b'shem Rav Yechiel Tzvayitz said, "Close on yom Avraham Avinu rest. I on the chaz bilon zeh." The whole day Avraham Avinu saw the ram getting caught in this tree, v'nitor and jumping out, v'yoytze and coming out. Nechaz b'chori zeh getting caught in this thicket, v'nitor v'yoytze and jumping and coming out. Nechaz b'sfar zeh getting caught into this bush, v'nitor v'yoytze and jumping and coming out. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham. Avraham, kachasin bonecha, saying this is going to happen to your kids. Now, chazi ba'avonos, you're going to get caught in sin, mizdachi malchios, and co-trapped in malchios, and kingships. Eventually, they're going to be redeemed. Bikron of shalai ozeh, with the horns of this ram, as it says, v'ashem elokim b'shofar, yishol elokim b'shofar, yitoka, v'alach b'saros, teman, like I mentioned before. Al shniyam ha'or, what do you say in the second bracha? Mishona Sabasel Yamsuf, he answered our forefathers of Yamsuf, Huyan Eschem, he should answer you, Vishma Kotak Eschem, listen to the voice of your shouts, Bayomazeh this day, Borchato Hashem, Zocharishkochas, like Zichronos on Rosh Hashanah. Arba Kitim Naso Vasel Yamsuf, there are four groups of our forefathers on Yamsuf. Achas Omeres Nipol Yamsuf, one said, let's jump in the sea. Bachas Omeres, the other said, Nachsim, sorry, let's go back to Egypt. Bachas Omeres, one says, Nasi Moy Muhammad, let's wage war with them. Let's pray to Hashem. Zushamani Pola Yam, let's fall to see Amla Moshe Yisyatsu stand, Urus Yeshua, Sam, and see the salvation of God. Zushamani Nazim Mitzrayim, those who want to go back. Amla Moshe said, Ki Yashem Yisem Mitzrayim Ayom, that we say Mitzrayim today, never going to see them again. Zushamani, that says, Nisim Mitzrayim, make war. Amla Moshe, Moshe said, Hashem Yilchem Lachem, Hashem will fight for you. Zushramon, Tzaveh Kenegon, let's pray to Hashem, Arla Moshe, attempt to Achrishun, you be silent, Hashem will take care of it. Al Shlish Zorm, what's the third bracha? Mishon Asi Yoshua B'Gilgol, he has Yoshua in the Gilgol, who Yan Eschem, he should listen to you, V'Yishma B'Kol Tzak Oschem, listen to your shout, Hayom Azeh today, Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tuhua, Rishim Lok Shem, Rabbi Yanai says, Shitev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmo HaGodol B'Yisrael. Hashem linked his name to Am Yisrael. Interesting marshal. It's like Melech Shel Mafteach Shel Parmentaryo Ketana King, who had the key to a small box. Amar HaMelech, the Melech said, Im Ani Menicho Kmoshi, if I leave the small key like it is, Aveda, it's going to get lost. El Arani Osel Loshon Shel, so I make it a key tray. If I lose the key, Hashem Shel Stei Muchachas, I'm going to find the train. Kachamar Kosh Baruch Hu, Soto Kosh Baruch Hu said, "I may niach and yes Israel, if I leave the Jews as they are, nivloim ain't paying alcohol, they're going to get mixed up among the goyim. I'm already mishatev shmi agol, but I'm going to join my big great name to them. They chaim and they will survive. My time of pasuk tells us this. Vayishmak nani v'choyish ve'oretz. The Canaanites and all the dwellers in the land heard, they're going to gather around us, v'yichrisu shmeinu in our hearts, and they're going to destroy our name from the land. Mata says Shema Kolel, Yeshua says to Hashem, so what are you going to do for your great name? Shumashuta banu, which is to joined with us. So Yeshua said, arise. This is right after war with Ai, when there's so many Jews were killed. So Hashem says, Kumlach, arise. And we dash that, Kamlach. It's been sustained. Hahudit Karta, which you mentioned. In other words, Mehre Valetaina. I accept it. Rabbi Yanezir, B'Shem Rabbi Avos, he said, Kol Misha'enu Kosher Ki Yeshua. This is a very dangerous thing to do. Anything but who's not as kosher as Yeshua. It's not true that if he falls on his face, Hashem will slowly rise. He better not fall. Now, of course, an individual on himself can daven no matter what, but a yachin on a tzibur, it's very dangerous. So unless he knows exactly what he's doing, he shouldn't take his chances. So it's very, Yeshua knew what he was doing, but most people, it's a little bit dangerous for them. It's dangerous for us to go on.